And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack, this very special edition of The Attack, coming to you live from Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland, the 117th edition of the Army-Navy football game. We had one hell of a first hour. We're going to have a terrific second hour as well. It's sponsored by USAA. Special shout-out to Jimmy Shapiro, who gets amazing things done when he's running around this place like a chicken with his head cut off, because there's so much to do and so many people to do it for, Joe. He is absolutely incredible.
You are absolutely right about that. And as you said, USAA, sponsors of this Radio Row event, the 117th edition of the Army-Navy game. Well, in fact, the Baltimore Convention Center as well. They are just a terrific venue and have really done a great job of providing a terrific event for us. A great hour one. And I don't think you could have said it better. It was one of the great hours of radio that we've done. Esteemed guests who were incredible and just told us amazing stories, Bob. And we're going to try and match that in hour two. Looks like we're going to have Randy Cross right out of the box. We'll then have Desmond Howard. And to take us home, the team of Omar and Rich, Bob.
Yes. Opposite. Twin brothers from different mothers.
That's it. Omar Nelson, Rich DeMarco. Omar Nelson, the Navy Radio Network color analyst, and Rich DeMarco, the Army Radio Network play-by-play man. That's where we get to our most detailed breakdown of this matchup. And, you know, in hour one, we really talked to some great dignitaries about the bigger picture element of serving this country and being a part of these great academies and this great game. And guys like General Caslin and Hugh McConnell, the first captain of the U.S. Military Academy. Guys like Pete Dawkins and James Lofton in his time with us gave us such a great overview like that. In this hour, we're going to get into some of that, but we will get into some of the nuts and bolts of this game as we move along. Randy Cross going to join us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
The following is a special presentation.
We continue with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. We're live from the Baltimore Convention Center for Radio Row, preceding the 117th Army-Navy Classic. It's all brought to you thanks to USAA and their great work. Let's take a couple of minutes here as we await the arrival of Randy Cross to thank some very special people. We got to thank our engineer here, our head engineer, Tom McDonald, and all the great work that he's done in configuring this and setting this up for all these radio stations to connect seamlessly with their home bases. Tom has been just incredible. He's patient, he's kind, and he's done so much to make this possible. So we wouldn't be here, or we'd be here, but you might not be hearing
True.
It if it wasn't for Tom McDonald. So let's take a moment to thank him
Absolutely.
For his great work.
And Jimmy's going to feel left out, but we actually thanked him in the last segment.
Okay. We'll get you the tape, Jimmy. We're getting some 411.
He's real worried.
Right. You know, there's going to be... We're shuffling the deck chairs again. Again, what's great about these shows, we get to talk about people that have made such a difference beyond what they're doing on the football field. And we're talking about an event that in so many ways is so much bigger than a football game.
It supersedes sports all the way.
But here's the deal with days like this. They go as smoothly as possible. Sometimes things happen. We thought we were going to bring you Randy Cross. And you know me. Yeah. I'm a stickler for, we're doing this, let's do it. You know how I am. It's my way. These things happen, these situations. So we're expecting Randy Cross and Jimmy Shapiro actually put a note in front of us that they're shuffling the deck chairs once again.
Oh, there you go.
Somebody will be coming
Someone
this way
will be
eventually.
Here soon.
Right, so that's kind of where we are. The one thing we do know, and I think we're pretty comfortable.
We'll get somebody.
Right, Omar and Rich to take you home at 45 after hour number 2, 5:45 p.m. Eastern time. That's our detailed preview of this 117th edition of the Army-Navy game. Again, thank USAA. Thank the Baltimore Convention Center. I want to thank USAA. They've done a terrific job of making this one of the great spectacles and football games and this radio
America's
row
game.
Event, everything. It's America's game.
America's game.
And we're honored to be here. Bob.
And you know, let's talk to that for a second before we move on to bigger and better things. You know,
Not bigger or better.
A lot of credit to the powers that be within the NCAA. They get a lot of things wrong.
And those Blazers are ugly, too.
This they got right.
Giving
the stage to these two service academies to meet.
On CBS, national television, the last game for the legend, Vern Lundquist. It's a great thing. You are absolutely
And it is continuing to evolve. This is, what is it, year three now, Radio Row?
It's our second year here.
Maybe,
I don't know
maybe four. I was looking to our esteemed colleague to our left. It may be four now.
Okay.
But you know something? Going forward, as we will hopefully remain a part of this going forward, you know, this is something that the country is going to grab onto. Yeah. And as it becomes more and more in the consciousness of the American public, it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow.
And it's certainly headed that way, Bob. I mean, as you said, giving this game center stage after conference championship games, it is the college football game on. And then right after that, you could settle in for the Heisman Trophy award show. So it's a great day, and these two institutions and this game, America's game, couldn't be more deserving of this platform.
Yeah. That was a great off-the-air conversation we had with Pete Dawkins.
Yeah.
About getting from the game to New York.
I said, take a helicopter. They'll send you one. You're a military man. You can get a helicopter.
I think he could fly it. Right.
Yeah. And then, that's it. He could fly it or jump out of it, whichever. But here's, and he can do both.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, and he told us a great story off the air that we'll probably bring on air here. He said, I did that once, and it worked perfect until
we opened the door to the helicopter.
Opened the door to the helicopter. The weather was crappy, and you try getting across town of Manhattan in crappy weather, even on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I said, so we came up with the idea. Get the helicopter again. This time, get the police escort. Because we did point out, and he got a big chuckle at us. Right. I said, well, Pete, these two teams are running option. The game will be over in 2.5 hours. You get to the heliport real fast. Get up in a helicopter.
That's it.
Get to New York. If you get a police escort that'll get you across town, you'll make it. Yeah. He thought it was a great idea.
We'll talk to the two coaches, see if they can go no huddle.
Yeah.
We'll get it done in 1:20.
Yeah. If they went
and
no
that's
huddle,
with halftime. Right,
if they went no huddle and option, they'd be done in under 2 hours.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it was so funny because you talk about humble and unassuming.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's the thing. And, again, I guess we were going to get the Major Applewhite, but sorry, Major.
Yeah.
You haven't been promoted to Colonel yet or General. Actually, maybe you did. But that said, he's such an unassuming guy. He says, you think they'd send the police escort for me? I said, yeah. And I'm looking at him like, Pete Dawkins, they'll send the police escort for you. They've sent it for a lot lesser people than Pete Dawkins.
You got that right.
You know, I mean, we've...
Let's see, Pete Dawkins, Jay-Z.
Right.
Tough call.
And there you go. So, you know, maybe we put a bee in his bonnet, although I don't know that's quite the apropos term with a man of that caliber, but you get my point.
Like he said, he's tried it once. Not going to happen.
You don't think he'll try it again? You don't think he'll...
It's an either-or situation with him at this point. You know, he's no kid either. So, I mean, you know, the stress of hopping on and rocking and rolling and everything, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. Hello. Bob Black.
Joe Spano, how are you? Jump on in. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bring us in, Bobbo.
Hello, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
You got it. You tell me. What's good?
Crazy day, right?
He looks so comfortable.
Yeah, man.
In a room.
Where's the trophy?
Right.
Yeah. I said, where's the trophy?
Where's the trophy?
It's in my room, man. How about the Days Inn across the street?
Well, yeah, you're at the, yeah. But here's the funny part.
My trophy's in there.
We look at that trophy. You know what that looks like? Because I'll never win one. I have no chance. But it does look like date night to me.
Being a single guy, I get the Heisman once every other week.
They are pushing you away. Get away, man.
Exactly.
Get away.
Yes, sir.
How about whoa.
But this is the voice of Heisman Trophy winner, great college football player, ESPN analyst. He's Desmond Howard. And like I said, you're the most comfortable guy in a room. Everybody's got a suit and tie on, spit shine shoes.
Yeah,
man. And you're looking as comfortable as can be.
He's got him some
sir.
Nike.
Yeah,
comfortable
Nike.
Shirt.
Exactly.
It's really great.
All Nike.
It's really great to have you on the Spano and Black Attack. It's really, really an honor. And
it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you.
You know, let's talk about this game.
Okay.
You know, this Army-Navy game, in many ways, it is so much more than just a football game. Because these academies, they're so unique in the college football landscape. Give us some idea, as somebody who on a week-in, week-out basis breaks down all the biggest and brightest games, what this game means to you.
This game is special because of the tradition, the rivalry, what the what Army and what Navy means to us, not only on the field but off the field too. I have an older brother who served his country for 25 plus years in the Air Force. So, you know, that's something that this game is something that I hold kind of close to me and dear to me because I'm, you know, then other people who know. I know people who were in the Navy. I know people who are in the Army. I had an uncle who was in the Army for over 30 years. So, you know that this is special to these young men, too, because no matter what they're going to do once they leave the academies, this game is really big to them. Like, this is Ohio State, Michigan to them. You know, I don't
took
know
the
if
words
really
right out of my mouth.
That.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, so it's huge to them. No matter what their records are, when they see each other, they're going to bring the best out of each other, and they, you know, they want to come away with a victory. So this is huge. It's good to be
here. Well, you know, you talk about rivalry games like that, and talk about your experience a little bit. Ohio State.
Yeah.
It talk about the specialness of that when you're involved in a rivalry of that magnitude, because you can't equate the two of them. It's, you know, different kind of institutions.
Yes.
But I would imagine for a player, it's got to be a completely unique experience rather than playing Indiana.
It is. It really is. And I tell you what, I was at Michigan, and Coach Bo Schembechler, the late, great Coach Bo Schembechler, was my coach for 2 years, and he didn't hide it. It wasn't like this is just another game. You know, hey, we prepare like we prepare for Purdue. Like, hell to the gnaw. We about to play Ohio State. You know, this is different. Even just the air was different. The practices were more intense. They coached you, you know, harder. You know, so, you know, they didn't try to hide the fact that this is the game. And when you leave here, this is the first game people are going to ask you about. I don't care how many bowl games you play in, how many bowl games you win. The first thing that people want to know is, did you beat Ohio State? And how many times did you beat the Buckeyes? So, you know, there was no hiding it either.
All right.
You know, we've talked this game, and we're going to talk about this game a lot more. I want to broaden the discussion a little bit and get into some of the other big issues and other big stories around college football. Number one, college football playoffs. Do you think the Final Four is the right Final Four? Do you think either Michigan or Penn State had a case, number one? And number two, when it's all said and done, can anybody other than Alabama beat Alabama?
Yeah, so I think that Michigan, from the eye test, they had a case. Now, from what happened on the, you know, their record, then they shot themselves in the foot against Iowa. It is what it is. Penn State had a strong case. They beat Ohio State head-to-head, and they're the conference champs. I mean, what more can they do? They had a very, very strong case. What's your other question? You asked about four of them.
Now he's making fun of me. The other question really was about...
I was getting tired.
Right. You like the Final Four that are in. I talked about Alabama. To me, they look head and shoulders above the rest.
True.
Is there anybody other than Alabama that can stop Alabama?
I really do think so. I think that I think Clemson, if they play their A game, they can match up with Alabama well from the standpoint that they will not be intimidated by Alabama. When you look at some teams, I think that Washington, they have skill on the perimeter, have a wide receiver named John Ross, who's an excellent wide receiver, great route runner, explosive. I think he runs a 4.240, and he's just excellent with the ball in his hands after the catch. And then they have another guy on the other side named Dante Pettis, who has 14 receiving touchdowns on the season, but he's an explosive punt returner too, so you know he knows what to do with the ball in his hands. And Jake Browning is a very efficient quarterback, doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's not extremely athletic, but he's athletic enough to move around. But can they deal with Alabama's front seven? Can they protect him? And how are they going to, you know, move him around the pocket or roll him out to keep him clean, so to speak? So, you know, from a skill standpoint, I think they can contend with him. Clemson, I just think mentally, Clemson believes they can beat Alabama because of what happened a year ago in the championship game. They know they can compete with Alabama. And, you know, you talk to Dabo Sweeney and that crew, they believe they just ran out of time. You know, because, you know, if you watch that game closely, Nick Saban didn't have an answer for that offense.
Right.
So he had to steal a possession or two. You know, he had to go with that onside kick. And he's like, hey, you know what? We can't stop these boys. We got to steal a possession. Let's roll the dice and go for an onside kick. And they got the ball. So
well said.
I would say maybe Clemson.
Okay. We have you for one more minute.
Okay.
Two quick questions. Who wins the Heisman?
Yeah.
And should the playoff be expanded to 8?
Well, I think that Lamar Jackson of Louisville, it seemed as though he has such a lead in September and October that he kind of coasted the end of October into November. Didn't have a great finish to the season whatsoever, but I think the lead may have been big enough that he may win it. But, hey, I mean, you know. Donald Trump beat Hillary, right? Most people didn't see that coming. So Deshaun Watson, he finished kind of strong, and he's a guy people who like a lot. And you know, he's a heck of a talent. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. And then you say the eight-team playoffs.
Should we go to eight teams or four in about 10 seconds? Because they're playing the music telling me to get out.
I think the selection process is what we need to change, not the number of teams.
Okay.
Excellent.
Fair enough.
Thanks so much for a few, man.
Thanks
really
for
do appreciate
me.
It.
Oh, enjoy. Pleasure.
We'll do it again soon.
Look forward to it.
You got it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye
Thank
now.
You.
Great.
Yes,
Desmond Howard joining us here on the Attack. More from Radio Row of the Army-Navy Classic right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, coming to you live from Radio Row here in the Baltimore Convention Center, 117th edition of Army-Navy. This has been a hell of a lot of fun.
And we're going to reboot again here, Bob.
It yes, looks we like are.
We may or
Radio
may not
on
get
the fly.
We may or may not get Randy Cross. Unfortunately, circumstances beyond our control. Can't get here.
Traffic.
Yeah, traffic. He needs the police escort. But we definitely will have the team of Omar and Rich. I like that. They sound like a radio team like us. Yeah. Mark and Jeff. But, you know, and
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, well, that's us, too. And that's where we get the detailed breakdown. Rich DeMarco, Omar Nelson, 45 after this hour, roundabout 5:45 p.m. Eastern time. There's where we go nuts and bolts breakdown of the 117th edition of the Army-Navy game, America's game, Bob. And, again, it was great to get some insight from Desmond Howard, not only what this game means to him. We expanded it out, talked about rivalries,
Talked about his thoughts on the Heisman. Covered a lot of ground in a very short period of time.
I did find it interesting that he is not in favor of going to eight teams, just changing the selection process. Unfortunately, we did not have time to get into detail on what he would change about the selection process. But I kind of expected the answer to be eight, like we're in favor of, and he did not respond accordingly.
You know how it goes. Anybody that doesn't agree with us just
is wrong.
No, I shouldn't say that. Desmond's great, brings great insight. It's just, you know, I always make that running joke. Well, there's two schools of opinion.
Right.
My opinion and being wrong.
Mine and nobody else's.
And the wrong opinion. That's pretty much it. But, you know, I don't see how you can go to anything less than that. I mean, I guess if you really wanted to do it, you could go six, but, you know, and start
You
got
to go to eight.
But I think eight, and we've talked about this a lot. I mean, I've explained exactly why, and I think we've both articulated very well exactly why eight is the number. The reason eight is the number, because anytime you're doing a selection process, as it were, and you have a selection committee, it's all about sliding back the argument far enough where
there's no dispute.
Right, there's no dispute. And look at this. Look at this.
Perfect timing.
The motor pool comes in. We're going to have him for about 5 or so minutes because we got that hard break here. But we're honored to bring in the great Randy Cross, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack in advance of the 117th edition of America's Game, Army-Navy. Randy, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's an exciting weekend always for these games. It's amazing. It all starts with a plane ride for me, because you get on the plane and they're screaming, go Army, beat Navy, go Navy, beat Army.
It was a good play. We had a good plane ride because they actually forgot to charge us for our beer.
It's very good.
Wasn't bad.
Good.
So we got off to a good start.
Wasn't bad. Yeah, we were very impressed by that, quite actually. You have to be impressed by both of these teams. They've played good football this year. Navy, some attrition. But in reality, it should be a pretty competitive game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree, there's some disappointment, I think, from the Navy side, only because for a year that was going to be such a transition, sort of rebuilding year, they had really outpaced expectations and done just an amazing job. And to lose Gully and Worth like that on the same play against Temple, but a lot of their goals are still in front of them. I mean, they still have to play for their bowl game, and they could match the class behind them there or in front of them and win 11 games for the year. So they're still pretty focused on that.
And you've seen a lot of Navy football this year, and even in the last couple of years. Coach Ken, talk about what he's done and how great a job he's done with that program, as Navy is now a big-time, consistent winner.
Yeah, I mean, they have a – he keeps that kind of chip on their shoulder, because, you know, even last year when they joined the conference, they were kind of being treated like, well, you've never been in a conference before. And I love some of the comments from him. He was like, you know, we didn't come from the FCS. We have played some pretty good teams before we joined this conference. But in general, they're extremely physical. And I think that was always sort of what differentiated these two teams during this 14-year winning streak by Navy, is that Navy, I mean, they're just so much more of a downhill team.
You know, and Army looks like it's starting to learn some things from Navy. Army couldn't figure out what they were going to be. There were points over this last decade and a half, we're going to come out and throw the ball 40 times a game. They finally went back and embraced what Navy's embraced for 20 years. And it looks like it's starting to help them turn the corner. Talk about that in about a minute.
Yeah, they have. You know, Todd Monken's done a great job. He's a winner, and he's brought in that attitude with him. They are a very much more improved when it comes to being a physical team. They do run the ball extremely well, actually a little bit, just a freckle better than Navy on the season. So I think of the world of Monken. I think he's really done a great job, and that was a nice hire. He's also gotten a lot more size, speed, and strength on this team, which they were lacking.
Well, and that's it. I mean, you talked about the physicality. It's obvious they're putting the investment into the program, making sure they're trained properly, making sure that these kids are prepared to hit the field and be able to compete with the elite athletes around the country. And it's showing in the record now. You're seeing the improvement. I want to go back to Coach Ken for just a second.
Sure.
It was interesting that, and we've got about a minute left, that they were still under consideration until the loss to Temple to bump P.J. Fleck and his crew. We had Fleck on earlier. He's also a very impressive coach, but I think it speaks really well to Coach Kent's coaching acumen that they were considering doing that.
I would have agreed 100%, and I've seen Western Michigan. They're impressive, but they're not the same kind of impressive as this Navy team was up until that loss to Temple, if they still had Worth, still have Gully. But, yeah, it tells you a lot about the coaches. Coaches don't leave Navy. Assistant coaches don't leave Navy. They want to work for Ken. They want to work in that place. And that's really that's helped. That continuity has been a huge plus for the program.
Randy, thanks so much for moving heaven and earth to find a way to spend a few minutes with us. We really do appreciate it. We'll see you around the radio row over the next couple of hours. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to doing it again soon.
It was simple. Just get out of the car because you're walking twice as fast as you're driving.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great one. That was the great Randy Cross joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we get the Omar and Rich Show, and we get the most detailed preview yet of Army-Navy here on the Spano and Black Attack. So be sure, keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. We've had a heck of a good show today. And we're going to get joined by Rich DeMarco and Omar Nelson as well, the respective voices of their respective teams. And that'll be a good time, too. You know, look, all the interviews that we've done today are going to be pulled down by our crack crew out in San Francisco. And, you know, look, it's anything that you want to grab, whether it's the Admiral, whether or not it's Pete Dawkins or anybody. You know, look, it's going to be there for consumption. And Scott will do a great job of getting it up on the website as soon as possible.
That's it, the scene of the crime. Joining us right now, we're waiting for him to get his headset on, is one of the greats in the game, wide receiver extraordinaire. He's
James
an analyst
Lofton.
for Westwood One Sports. He does a show on Sirius XM Radio. He's man about town. He's James Lofton. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. James, welcome back to the scene of the crime. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, I was sitting here. It just seems like a couple of days ago.
Well, we were actually going through your
nine
stuff.
Hours ago. Well, good.
He was rifle looking for loose change.
We've got you for about 3.5 minutes.
Is that all?
Yeah, we got a heart break.
It's the one heartbreak an hour we got.
I understand.
So talk to us quickly about how you feel about being a part of this Radio Row and the experience that you're having. And you've done it before as well as we have.
The best thing about this game, and it's called America's Game, and I know we have college football, and we love college football, and we love the national championships, we love the playoffs, but in this game, there is a little pageantry. The cadets from both academies and the midshipmen, they have what they call a march on. So all 4,400 students minus the football players march on in formation. And when you're up in the broadcast booth or you're watching it on television, you think of these young military men and women kind of from central casting, and you envision Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. But when you walk down to field level and you watch them walk by, you go, that looks like Billy, the kid who bags the groceries at the grocery store, or yeah. Willie, who, you know, works down at the mall. And these are the future leaders in our country. And it's interesting, you know, some of the cabinet appointees by the president-elect have been military men. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at future leaders of our country and young men and young women from all around the United States, small schools, big schools, some even international students, who have signed up to do more than to run a couple of laps, to dunk, to hit a baseball, to do whatever. They've signed up to basically have our back, to protect our country, to defend our rights here and around the globe. And so when this is called America's Game, I think every college student who receives an athletic scholarship should be glued in front of the television watching yeah. these young men and these young women.
Well, that's well said. I guess it would be fair to say, and we have literally a little under 2 minutes left, they don't look like superheroes, but maybe they are our real-life yeah. superheroes.
I think without a doubt, you know, just the commitment. When we have the different military leaders come up and they're in the broadcast booth before the game, invariably they will talk about the qualities that it takes to be successful at the academy, but then they talk about what is learned at the academy, and they talk about the leadership skills. And that's something that you – how do you quantify that? How do you teach these young men and these young women to be leaders? And they're pushed in that direction. You know, you look at some of the majors, and, you know, a lot of them are technical, a lot of them are science backgrounds. But that leadership quality that these young men and young women come away with is just phenomenal. And you can see it in each and every one of these players. And it's interesting that – both teams run the triple option, which is a physical brand of football, no nonsense, and very direct and to the point. Leadership.
Direct and to the point.
They're learning it.
Well said, James. We really do appreciate it. I hate that our visit is cut so short. We really have to let you go. We'll catch you as we bounce around here, and we thank you for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it.
And I'll be back next year.
And so will I.
So will we.
We'll see you then. Thanks so much. That was James Lofton joining us on the Spano and Black Attack.
And, you know, as we were talking about, but, you know, in these kind of things, there were so few openings at the big schools, Joe, that they got filled very quickly by very well-qualified candidates. And Major Applewhite will have his opportunity if he maintains the continuity at the program when a big job comes available, if they see that he was able to continue what Tom Herman did Todd Herman did. Well, guess what? He'll get his opportunity as well.
I guess the secret for ultimate big programs, Houston being truly deemed a big program, is going to be inclusion in a major conference, most notably the Big 12. I mean, I guess that's the obvious place to go. Unless ultimately, and I don't, did I talk about this?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it the other day, where they end up disbanding.
Right, and the AAC ends up becoming
takes over
the fifth
as being
of
the premier
conference.
Absolutely, so, which is a distinct possibility.
Absolutely,
you know.
So, you know, again, I was surprised. I think this is a good hire. I think Major will, you know, he's logically built to this point.
Yeah,
he's very likely to be a good fit for this program, and I'd say if they continue the success that Tom Herman had, they'll be there 2-3 years, and then if Houston is a true power program, they'll be in a position to keep him. If
yep.
not, as
he'll
you said,
on.
They'll be a power. They'll be a major power player yeah. program that will end up swooping him up. And the future for Todd Orlando, maybe it's a head coach right away, maybe it's staying at Houston as the DC.
Yeah.
And then maybe he gets an even bigger DC opportunity or a head coaching opportunity.
Well, and, you know, too, that's one of those situations where ego will come into play. Was his ego hurt and bruised enough? Because obviously those were the two choices. It was going to come down to one of the coordinators. Was his ego bruised to the point where he can't work there anymore? You know, do they get along with each other to start out with? You know, you don't know. And then on top of it, you know, that other opportunity that you talked about might be there. Maybe he moves up and DC's at a bigger school or takes a head coaching position at a smaller school. Entirely possible.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And here we go. It's time. Here's the detailed breakdown and analysis as we're joined by the Omar and Rich Show.
Yes.
It's Omar Nelson, the analyst on the Navy Radio Network, and Rich DeMarco, who we get to visit with again, as we did last year, the voice of the Army Football Radio
he
Network.
He doesn't remember us.
Of course I remember.
Face like this, who would want to remember?
Oh,
like
you guys, this is great stuff. This is great stuff.
We got about 6 minutes here. We're going to have to keep it short and sweet, but this matchup, based on the state of these two teams and where they are, looks like it has the potential to be the most competitive of these matchups that we've seen in a real long time. Navy dealing with a rash of injuries, losing, you know, your starting quarterback, who was your second starting quarterback of the year, and your slot back on the same play. So talk about the attrition and how Navy will deal with that, and how maybe this evens up the playing field a little bit.
You know, I think it's always a tough transition to lose your starting quarterback. But I think that it was a harder transition when they lost Tago Smith, the starter, going into the season and then going to Will Worth. And now going from Will Worth to Zach Abey, they both have similar skill sets in what they do. They're both inside runners. They're not really going to be game breakers outside. I mean, more the power type. So I think for Ivan Jasper, the offensive coordinator, he will have a solid game plan going into it. Then, you know, it took him a couple games when Will Worth took over to kind of figure out what he wanted to do. That's the positive aspect. Now, the negative aspect, Zach Abey going in for his first start, is he going to get all the checks? Is he going to be able to take everything he's learned into the meeting rooms out on the game? That first couple series are going to go so fast for him. His brain's going to be moving so fast, you don't know what to expect. What you don't want to happen is you get in a hole because he's kind of working out the kinks and you can't climb out of it. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
I like the statement from Coach Monken about the injured players. You know, look, they want their best out there, and they want Navy's best out there. That's the spirit of the game
sure. Anyway.
He's getting the program in the right direction, and he would say they're all the way back. Hopefully. How do you feel about that, number one, and what has he done to get them back to this point?
I think Jeff Monken has done it, and we were talking about it earlier, and I've worked with a number of coaches at Army, and they've all come in with a lot of good ideas. There hasn't been one from Bobby Ross, Stan Brock, Rich Ellerson that have been, like, bad. They've done things, but it's a different place, and I think that Jeff Monk, and it just makes sense with what he's doing from the type of players he's bringing in, the type of system he's running. And Omar could tell you this a lot more than me. There's different types of option offense. The option offense before Jeff Monk, a lot different when he's running now. What he's running now is probably best for the kind of athletes Army can recruit. From the way working at an academy, the experience under Paul Johnson, the experience not only at an academy but winning at an academy during his time at Navy, the best way for me to answer it is it just makes sense with Jeff Monk and what he says, how he goes about doing things. And I think from a fan's perspective, someone that works with the program, in my position, you trust it because you feel like you've bought into a program that succeeded at another academy. Now, Army football didn't get to the point of losing 14 straight to Navy overnight. It's not going to get back to the point where Navy's been to. You look at Navy and, what is it, 13 bowl games, 12 bowl games in 13 years in a conference playing for conference championships. Those are things Army would love to get to. Now, they're not there yet. So to put expectations of, oh, this is the year, it's even up because of these injuries, sure, I think it's going to be a close game because in all these games you throw out the records. But from what Navy's been able to do for the past decade plus, I mean, there's a reason they've won that, and they've evolved to the point where they're in these conferences. So are they back all the way? Would a win tomorrow for Army make their back all the way? Well, it would for that year say that, you know what, Army beat Navy, but he still has years to build this program to the point where it's going to be the machine almost that Navy has been over these past several years.
90 seconds, guys. I'll throw it out there. I'll make it fair game for both of you. The thing that seems to be separating these two teams at this point this year, both run the ball very, very well. The difference that I see is Navy can throw the ball better. Army's really challenged to throw the ball. And Army at times has struggled defending the option, while Navy's seems to be much better at it. Talk about that. We're now down to about 60 seconds. Break that down. Your thoughts on that, guys.
Well, I think for Navy defensively, they've had their troubles as far as teams passing against them. What I'm looking to see is they can withstand the physicality of Army's offensive line. I go back and I look at that Temple game, first game of the season, and Army was real physical, dominate that game. That's going to be something Navy's going to have to step up to the challenge.
I'll say the exact same thing. Navy graduated 5 offensive linemen. They've had stalwarts there, new guys this year. Right. Army's had 3 weeks to prepare, so hopefully that could make it change some of their luck against the option this year.
Excellent.
Well, tomorrow it's going to be all settled, and you guys friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's great. This guy's great. This is probably my most fun all weekend.
We didn't doubt that for a second. Listen, guys, we really appreciate the time, and we're going to keep you on schedule as best as possible, and thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Guys, it was great. We'll tie a bow around this special Army-Navy edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this. Very brief timeout, Bob.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
All right, welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Army-Navy version, yes indeed, 117th game between the two service academies. I want to thank everybody for coming on board. General Caslin, Hugh McDonald, Cadet Captain, James Lofton, Pete Dawkins, Des Howard, Randy Cross, and the comedy team of Omar and Rich.
Man, it was great. We thank USAA for all they've done. Again, you can check out the replay of Hour 1 of The Attack. Go to sportsbyline.com. You know, it was great. All the interviews will be posted on the website at sportsbyline.com. I want to thank Tom McDonald, everybody who made it all possible, Scott Cuddy. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until Monday when we come at you with a more regular edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good night, all.